Wow, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on Filled with God's Love Friday, and we pray that you will have a blessed day in the Lord. Get your pens, get your papers, get your Bibles, and get ready for the Word of God. At this time, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and it has been my pleasure to see and spiritually greet each and every single one of you. And now I am going to pass this call over to our hostess with the mostest. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Take it away, Minister Tammy.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you, Evangelist Tiffany, for spiritually seating and greeting all of the people this morning. We thank you for that tag, filled with God's love this Friday. We thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. My name is Tammy, as I said, and I welcome you from South Carolina, where it is sunny today, and we're so thankful for the Lord for giving us another day, for breathing his breath of life in us so that we can come on this call, the Master's Call, and just praise the Lord early in the morning together. This is the Master's Call that is created so that we give our Father all the glory, all the joy, and all the honor. This call was founded just for you with a mission, for a mandate to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And amen, we have been doing that. We have been on a trip, on our journey, on our spiritual transformation with our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, and all of the ministers who have come on the line and just taught us about how to get into the presence of the Lord and how to pray effective prayers and as we are being intercessors for others. And that is really the mandate of this call, is to intercede on your behalf, to pray to our Lord, our Father. So we're so grateful to you joining us for this call, which was begun on October 25th, 2010, by two anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we say good morning to Dr. P.K., and so grateful for you joining us, and to our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. We thank God for the mandate that they received for this call, and they stand with this mission with a Psalm 88:13, which the Lord gave them for this passion, for this purpose. That psalm is, "But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And see, again, here on the Master's Call, we begin each call with prayer. We begin our day with prayer, many of us. We speak to the Lord early in the morning, and then we listen to hear what he has to say. We ask for our divine purpose in our actions for today. So we want to thank you for joining us Monday through Friday. We are live here on the call. But if you are not able to join us live, you are able to go to our website, and that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. On our website, you will find all of the calls since the inception have been archived for you to go back and listen at any time. And immediately following the call, you're able to call back in on our replay line to hear today's message. That number is 712-432-1085. And you'll use the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And if you would like to send us your feedback, which Dr. Vanessa would love to have, you would give us that information as well as your praise report and certainly any prayer requests. You would send that to our email address. That email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if any of you feel led to be a prayer intercessor, the Lord is tugging on your heart, please feel free to also email us and let us know. Same email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and Dr. Vanessa will be happy to get back with you. Now, the vehicle that brought us all together here is Artist International, a Christian health and wellness company that was started more than 20 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. If you are not an Artist distributor, don't worry. Just get back to the person who invited you to the call, and they'll be happy to talk with you about that. If you are an Artist distributor, we invite you to go to your back office to see the many promotions that are available for you. And at this time, as we said, we open every call up with prayer, and we're going to do that. Before we do, we want to just remind you of the campaign. We want to thank each and every one of you who have contributed so far for Evangelist Glenn Beatty for the campaign to fill a bottle, save a life. You can go to that website, www.fillabottlesavealife.com, fillabottlesavealife.com. At this time, we're going to call up our sister in Christ, Minister Benita, to come and give us our prayer and to clear the airways, the heavens, for our word this morning. Minister Benita, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Minister Tammy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Amen. Let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, this morning we thank you. You know, we just want to thank you that we got through last night. See, some of us did not get through, Father. There was some weather in some areas that was very dangerous, Father, and everybody didn't make it through. But we want to thank you, Father, for just another day, another chance to show you that we are going to emulate you. We are your child, Father. We want to thank you for the founders of the TMC call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We want to thank you for planting that seed that they planted in us, Father, for continuing to allow us to grow. We want to thank you for the Des de Leon family, the founders, Cover Artists International, Father. As we go through growth periods, we just want to thank you for the challenges so that at the end of the journey, we can always just say, my God, look at me. You have been there for me, Father, and we want to just thank you for that and let that test become a testimony. Father, we want to continue to just get on this call and grow and hear the message from the messenger this morning, Father, and just cover the message and the messenger so that everything that is going to be planted in us this morning is going to grow as we get yet another seed. And we just want to make sure that Satan understands there is no place for you on this call, Satan. There will be no interruption. Our mind will be peaceful and prepared to hear the word that is going to be passed to us. So, Father God, this day, thank you. And we cover this prayer with your son's blood. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Benita. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you coming forward and giving us that precious prayer this morning, aligning the heavens and letting the enemy know that we are here to hear a word from the Lord. And we are so excited. This Friday morning, we have one of our own. Many of you know her. She hails from New Jersey. She is our prayer warrior here on the Master's Call, and we are so, so grateful for all of the teaching that she has done for us here on the Master's Call. She has helped us learn about prayer, how to be effective in our prayer, how to pray the scriptures so that when you pray, your prayers will be heard and they shall be answered. As many of you know, Minister Robin B. Wilson from New Jersey, she is going to be our speaker for today. She is a devoted wife. She is a stepmother. She's a daughter and a proud auntie. She's certainly a sister and, most importantly, a servant of God who loves to pray, to teach, and share the word, share the love of God with others. She's also, again, our prayer general here on the Master's Call, and she's also an Artist International distributor. And we will not delay the message this morning. We are going to bring forth our minister, Robin B. Wilson, to the line. Good morning, Minister Wilson. Are you there?
Minister Tammy, we have a little switch today. We're going to do a little surprise and a blessing for our family. Good morning, TFC family. This is Dr. Vanessa. We have someone we've been talking about every day, every morning with us this Friday to share the word. She is truly our sister, our minister who is in the marketplace, in the highways and the byways. And I know there's a fire in her bones this morning. None other than Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Are you there?
I am here this morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Praise God for the amazing power of prayer, and praise God for creating this opportunity for me to be able to speak to the family this morning. God knows that I love you all, and I love Minister Wilson, and I'm just so thankful to just get an opportunity to unlock the power of prayer that she has been teaching that has happened to be a vital link in my life. All the resources that God has used, I just want to release the word of the Lord and give you all an update as I share, knowing that God is moving. As you fight whatever battle you fight, you win through faith. And that is what our founders have done, and artists and our founders of this call, who I just cannot love and thank enough, Pastor PK, happy belated birthday. I know you're still celebrating. And to Mother Eagle, I love you, and I honor the gift that these women walk in and have just kept the word alive and all of the resources that God has given us. You know, this morning, in spite of everything, I'm walking in the joy of the Lord, because we're not moved by happiness, but we move by the joy of the Lord. And as I'm fighting the battle and winning through blind faith, I know many of you every day of your life can attest to using the messages that we receive to fight the battle. I have been your campaign honoree for www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And as each of you who have taken the time to share with blessing me on that website, I am honored, I'm humbled, I am deeply encouraged as I fight the good fight of faith. Today I'm still full of joy. I can still walk in Galatians 5:22 that emphasizes that the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's what you all have been moved by to give, because many of you don't know me, Chicago. You have been outstanding, and the Mother of Hope, I just want to leave this announcement, will be doing another benefit in my honor that we'll be putting on the website on August 18th from 1:30 to 5. So those who are in the Chicago area, attend West 35th Street at IIT. And it'll be announced in WYCA on FM radio coming up. I just got the confirmation on yesterday, and that's God's goodness. That's God's goodness and his kindness and his peace and his faithfulness, his gentleness, and the self-control of the people who are putting it together to walk in Galatians 5:22-23. As you see, the emphasis is placed on joy coming right after love. Because you can love, but God doesn't want us to live depressed and cranky and bitter lives, for he knows that happiness is fleeting. How can I have the joy of the Lord? Only in the Spirit. This joy must be supernatural, because it transcends circumstances. And today I thank God for the joy. It is a beautiful gift that is accompanying my salvation. And you ought to let joy be accompanying your salvation today, for it's only through faith in Jesus Christ. For the gift imparted by the Holy Spirit, it must be in our innermost being. For as a woman of God, I'm telling you, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that he will continue to penetrate your heart, as Dr. Vanessa has been teaching on giving. You just don't know how important that promise is. Right now, you'd be surprised at a $175 need for today, and you look on the website and see $96, it helps. You don't know, right now some new developments and my health have continuously bring me right in the snap middle of the campaign. For I know only God is the giver of life, and every day you ought to get up and just thank him for your life, because he controls it. And as we continue to see
aggressive things come after the body of Christ. I am still convinced God's name is above cancer and every situation and any incredible thing that medical doctors can put on you. We must just continue to connect the dots and choose Christ over whatever is going on. And be reminded that God's track record is good with us. This is where our joy comes from. Don't get amnesia. Remember to fight the good fight of faith. For when things are crashing all around you and you get these diagnoses from the doctor, from your job, from the church, from anywhere you're associated with that can bring you bad news, override it with God's joy, knowing that the Lord has trusted us to walk in his word. So if we trust the word, we can believe that God is going to move. He will move eventually when you sow in your prayers, when you sow in your time, and you sow in your seed. You know, this was a very costly bottle, $250 a bottle, which we prayed against the greed of the people who invented this. The doctor once started this out at $30 a bottle. We know there's nothing too hard for God, but how would the average person, oh my God, be able to do such a thing? Well, I tell you, it's only been by the grace of God that have allowed me to keep up with these obligations and those who have been given. And I want to thank Candy and her daughter, Jaira, for opening up another door to look at. But even as I was racked in pain at the hospital and my capillaries had burst, and I walked in the emergency room and the people took me right away, coming from the health club and these doctors trying to work along with where I'm at, and even on yesterday, to even want to try Taxol instead of all of the other harsh things that come against the body. Do you know God is a stabilizer? And I tell you that he will heal you through whatever battle that you are going through. You know, as I've helped to improve the quality of life of so many in the underserved communities, over 25-some years and has stood up against environmental justices, I know it pleases God to see the faith of my work, to be alive, to see my living have not been in vain. So when you do things God's way and for God, you will have joy because you know he's going to stand with you. He will go with you as you press into faith. And as I press into cancer-free, for I know it shall come, because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord promised that he will deliver us out of them all. And whatever situation we are in, I tell you, I bow in humble submission as I ask you to continue to take time to hear my heart and continue to go to the website. Continue to know that in your time of need, God will raise up people to be a blessing and a conduit for you as you trust and believe God. We don't know what we will have to sow into in this life, but there is a rejoicing and a victory when we give God not only our prayer and we give him our faith, but when we walk it out in manifestation of our seed. And I'm sending this message and praying that God will continue to touch you to want to give in joy. Your heart should be digging deep. And I know it's a lot on us at this time. When I look over the thousands of emails I haven't opened and I hear the heart of many who are going through, and there's so much, but God has given us an ultimate lifestyle. I believe this is why companies like artists have been raised up and people like Dr. Vanessa to continue to give us opportunities in many ways. Because when we live in this world, you have to have finances. And when we walk in our blessings as platinums and all of the lines that will bring in finances to get us to where we are. But while we're on our way, we have to fight the good fight of faith and do the things that were promised to bring the seed. So I love and appreciate each and every last one of you, and I pray that God will move you towards planting in fertile ground. So God, let me know that it isn't just about healing cancer, but it's about you having the lifestyle and the nutritional solutions like a company like Artist provides to help us prevent a lot of things in this toxic society anyway. We must get ourselves into a position of joy, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's the only way we're going to make it. But your body has to be aware of what it is God is doing. You got to be in tune and be incredibly convinced that God will open up your life as we move in the Holy Spirit. For there is a reality in us serving a true and a living God. For there is no defeat this morning. We cannot be hopeless in circumstances. All this is not unto death, but we shall see the victory of God. And I'm looking forward to meeting each and every last one of you in some venue. As I gave in extravaganzas, dream makers, and went all around and met all of these people and spent all these seed-producing faith walks, I know God heard me when I was walking in all those different cities. So where the donations have come from, the cities that I have walked in, I am grateful. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. I choose to fight the battle of faith. I choose to build while I'm battling. I'm building on a solid foundation in Christ Jesus. I decree no spread, but I decree only the spread of salvation, the spread of love, the spread of joy this morning. But there is joy, unspeakable joy. And you know what? I am so glad today to be associated with such a people who know their God. So glad that what happens when life is painful and when people walk in hate and ugliness, Jesus says that they don't have joy. So don't lose your joy so you won't be on that side. But there's joy in the spirit. There's a song that says, "This joy I have, I promise you, the world did not give it to us. The world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away." So even as we stabilize ourselves and I plant my feet on solid rock, I'm going to have the joy in the spirit. I don't care what it looks like. We are entitled to receive and rejoice in joy. For the scriptures command us, rejoice in the Lord always. How do you rejoice when you keep hearing these diabolical reports? The Bible says, I said again, rejoice. 4:4. Therefore, we need to resist the joy thieves, anything that want to rob us of this precious gift that God has given us. You have to press into the joy of the Lord to celebrate and glorify Christ no matter what I'm going through, what you're going through. The joy of the Lord. We got to draw from the well that was within us. So I know we will reach the goal, and the goal says victory. I don't care what it looks like, what you're going through today, what you're going to go through, what report you hear, all the prayer requests. I say victory in Jesus. We don't have much to rely on, but we got everything to rely on when we got Christ. We have to get out of this worldly mindset and step into a supernatural place so that our super will be bigger than our natural. And there's a quest for Christ-likeness in us. So as you continue to press into loving on Gwen Beatty, every morning when you call my name, I'm grateful. I'm asking you, no gift too large or small, trust God. I promise I would do it for you. There's no reason I would be before you if God couldn't trust me. And I know that I am grateful this morning. I am grateful for life. I am grateful for us. I'm grateful for each and every last one of you on this call. And I connect with your faith for whatever you need this morning. Press into the joy of the Lord. I pray you hit all of your goals this month and that your report will be victory. For after going from one hospital to another, continue shrinking and rising. I know stability is coming under the humble submission of God. So because Taryn is everything, I'm about to close this call and turn it back to our host. And I pray that you all will be blessed as we all fight the good fight of faith and we win with our faith. We go from here, from victory to victory, from faith to faith, from prayer to prayer, knowing that God is able. And he's able to give to you so that you can give to www.fillabottleandsavealife.com. Ask the Lord where to plant your seed, how much, nothing too great or small. I am grateful to share with you on this morning. As much happens, prayer matters. As we create the atmosphere of obedience today, I'm looking for the amazing power of God because God's heart is with each and last one of us. For when God's people pray, we move mountains. And this mountain shall be moved in the name of Jesus. I trust you have been blessed by this exhortation, and I pray that you will fight the good battle of faith and that God will show himself strong in your life. In Jesus' name, back to you. I love you, my sister, and you all have a blessed and wonderful Friday in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Quinn Beatty. We thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. We just praise God for your spirit, for your consistency, and for loving on our Father. We just thank you, and we just pray the victory has already been won. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to call to the line our sister Evangelist Tiffany to come and bring our prayer requests forward to the Lord and also to close us out in prayer. Evangelist Tiffany, will you come forward?
Tammy, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Evangelist.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, for that profound word. We bless God for you, and we thank you for your presence and for the word from the throne room. Let us bow in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you for your presence here on the line this morning. We thank you for your presence here on the TMC call. We thank you for your presence in our lives, Father. Your word says, let there be light, Father. So we thank you that you are our light, Father, that you are our light in time of darkness, that you are our light in every situation in our lives. And we just say, let there be light. We know that there'll be light, Father, because you said it in your word. And you said that all we had to do was decree and declare it. So, Father God, I come right now lifting up each and every brother and sister that is on the line this morning. Father, I don't know their needs, but we know that you do. You said that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want for anything. You said that you would supply our every need, Father, and we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, that we walk in a fit fight that has the victory, Father God, and that you have given us all power. You have given us the strength to do all things. So we walk in it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the new things that you are doing in our lives. We thank you that Emma is at home, Father God, from the rehab, Father God. We praise you for her life, oh God. We lift up the Terrell family to you right now in the name of Jesus for comfort and for strength right now, God. For Geneva Brown, we pray that you will continue to heal her foot in the name of Jesus and her body, oh God. Father God, we speak healing over her her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Joni from Tampa, Father God. We thank you for what you are doing in her life. Restore her right now in the name of Jesus. Allow every single thing that needs to be done according to your will in your life. We come lifting up Ada Levette to you, oh God. Continue to do great things in her life, Father God. Restore her finances in a great way, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that no weapon which is formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We lift up Malachi to you, oh God, and we just pray that you will continue to do great things in his life. We thank you for Willa, Father God, and that you are restoring her to total health. We pray for Ina Payton, that you would continue to restore her mind and heal her body in the name of Jesus. For Aunt Mary, Father God, continue to bless her. For Marie Preston, oh God, continue to heal and touch her voice in the name of Jesus. Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, continue to do new things in her life, oh God. Continue to allow her to elevate, Father God, to the ambassador of Artists International that you have created her to be, Father God. I come lifting up the Weatherspoon family as a whole, Father God. Total restoration in the name of Jesus, Father God. For Demarius, Father God, continue to touch and heal his body in the name of Jesus. For Catherine Henderson, oh God, continue to protect that Henderson family. For the baby, Father God. For the mother, Father God. For the father, Father God, just touch and keep them. Althea Diggs, Father God, continue to watch over her and keep her in your care. Father God, we just bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you for the things that you have been doing in our life. We thank you for the things that you have turned around, oh God. I speak total and complete healing into the life of Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Father God, and she is a frontline warrior, Father God. We know that we have battled and we have stood by her, and we will continue to do so in your name, Father God. We thank you that she is battling and building, Father God. We thank you that she is setting an example, Father God, that if we would just keep on pressing, if we would just trust you, if we would have faith in you, Father God, that you would move mountains in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we decree and declare it to be so in your name, Father. And we just thank you for this week, Father God. We celebrate you. We honor you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor as we walk into abundance in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And it is done, and it is all is well in 2012. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you so much for closing this prayer, this call in prayer this morning. We just praise God for you, for the word that has come forth. We want to remind you that this is Friday. This is the day that we come and receive your praise reports and prayer requests. If you are able to stay on the line, praise God, just continue to do so. As we close out this part of the call, we'll go directly into that. In just a moment, you'll hit star six, and you can go ahead and unmute yourself, and you'll be able to give us that information that you want us to bring before the Lord. We are wanting to thank right now our greeter this morning, who was Evangelist Tiffany this morning. We just thank you so much for Minister LaShawn, for greeting the people and hosting the people and just saying good morning. And we just thank God for each and every one of you who come on this call and do that. And we just certainly are so thankful for Minister Benita for bringing the prayer this morning to open up our call, and to Evangelist Tiffany for closing us out. And certainly to our Evangelist Gwen Beatty, we thank you, Lord, for your we thank you for coming on the line this morning and for exhorting that word of God into us. And we just believe that you already have the victory, amen. And we are just going to say thank you to the Master's Call family, because we love you, and this is the reason that we're here on today. We want to encourage each one of you to give out of your heart to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. Do as the Lord leads you. Go out and be a minister in your marketplace on today. Remember that we love you, and we will hear you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate your patience this morning as we're just exhorting the Lord and just believing him for great things here on the Master's Call. We thank you all so much for joining us and staying with us. As I said, my name is Tammy in South Carolina, and we are going to go forward with our praise report and prayer request session. And I'm going to be turning the call over to Dr. Vanessa to take over at this point. We just want to thank God for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, who was able to come before us, and for all of the wonderful, I guess, those who are in authority with Artists International for being on the line, and for our founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for being with us also. So we praise God for each and every one of you. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning again, TMC family. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gwen, for reminding us that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength, and we are so encouraged by your word, reminding us that in the midst of the battle, Jesus is still Lord. And with that in mind, we're going to transition to our time of lifting up our prayer requests as we receive that along with our praise report. So excited again to acknowledge our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, on the line this morning, always excited for her presence. And each and every one of you, you are so precious to us. The call wouldn't be a call without you. So in this time, we have always felt this is such a strategic and important part of what our TMC call is about, and that is to be midwives of prayer, to be pillars of prayer. And from the very beginning, we always say that we knew that this was a strategic assignment that God had given us for this call, to take out the time to personally receive your prayer requests. And we take it so serious as prayer warriors. We truly do bombard heaven and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And we always are looking for others who the Lord is tugging on your heart to join us. It's a joy when we hear the praise reports of knowing how our God hears and answers prayer. So with that being said, we're going to head out to, I think this is Virginia, to 571251, Miss Angela. We'll start with you. Good morning, and the floor is yours.
Hello, can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Angela. Just wanted to say thank you so much, you guys, for bombarding heaven. I spoke to my grandmother. I call her every couple of days, and she's just doing wonderful. So I don't know if you guys see me on Facebook, but the picture on Facebook is of my grandmother and myself when I was about 5 years old. I switched that picture about a month ago. And, I mean, this 90-day transformation is just revealing so many things. And to have women like you holding our hand, whew, I'm just getting emotional. But I just thank God for you guys and just thank you so much for your prayers. So that's my praise report. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and it's great to hear that your grandmother is transitioning and doing better as she's home. And I have to go to Facebook now and look at that picture and see you all, but it's our honor to stand in the gap. And, you know, we talked about when we're ministering about giving thanks, so thank you for taking out the time to come to the line this morning and give thanks. Next, we're going to go to 813-298, the floor is yours. Give us your first name.
Good morning. Joni from Tampa. Dr.
Good morning.
Last week, I thought we were on the prayer line, and I'm standing firm. I get a call from another doctor. My blood had dropped to 6.9. So he said, ma'am, would you please go in and get blood? Get some blood. I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So I went in and got 2 pints of blood. The meantime, the first doctor called me about the chemo. He comes in, and he tells me what all he going to do. And I said, no, I didn't come for that. So he tell me about he want to give me this strong chemo. So then the doctor that called me in the second week to say go get the blood, he told me he was going to give me a mild dose. So I said, well, y'all can't even come on agreement with what y'all want to do. So I just want to say that the devil is so confused. He don't even know what he going to want to do. So I know I ain't let him touch me, and he's confused. So we just going to keep holding up and praying. I'm healed. I claim my healing. Now, the doctors need more prayer than I need, really. That's what it sounds like, because they don't even have it together. I just thank you all, and I love you. Right now I'm having a CT scan, but I had to get in on that. And I will listen back to Gwen Bailey's word. I didn't hear it all, so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We love your joy for the Lord, your energy, and we'll be lifting you up in prayer and standing in the gap with you for your complete healing. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to head out to Indiana to Miss Jackie. The floor is yours. Good morning. Miss Jackie, unmute yourself because you're unmuted on the board, please.
Okay, Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me now?
Okay, we got you. We can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, TMC family, for your prayers and the phone calls. I love you all. I wanted to call in with the praise report and tell you that my niece, Tina, that was in such a crisis earlier this week with her unborn child, the doctors, she went in for a doctor's appointment and found out that she was in active labor, and it was a little too soon for the baby to be born. They put her into the hospital, and they gave her drugs to try to slow the contractions and stop the contractions, but that wasn't working. So when I called my TMC family and your prayers went up, she was able to come home and not stay in the hospital. She did not deliver the baby. She is at home, and she is now on bed rest, complete bed rest, and she and baby are doing just fine. So thank you so much for your prayers.
Amen. That is a show enough, as old saints say, praise report. And we have been truly calling out Tina's name. So we look forward to hear about the exciting birth. I think you said it's really due in September, late September.
Yes, it is.
Amen. See, I remember from reading it over. And so thank you for calling in to let us know. We'll continue to stand in the gap and intercede for her. All righty. Next we have Miss Deborah, I think that is 347-223. 347-223. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. I thank God for my prayer family. Like I said before, I may not speak every week, but I just thank God that I can connect daily and get a word and prayers that truly takes me through my day. I'm asking for prayer today for my daughter who's experiencing, and I know it's a spiritual battle. She's not able to sleep at night in her home. She says to me that there's some kind of shadow that comes in and wakes her up at night, so I'm going to go over there and pray in the house, and I'm just asking for you to come in agreement with me for that, that she'll have a peace and protection in her home. And
would
I'm also asking...
What's your daughter's name, please?
Jessica.
Jessica, that's right, okay.
And I also wanted to lift up the Olympics, as we're starting the Olympics today, lift up that whole atmosphere for protection and peace for the next 2 weeks, that the our athletes are there from across the world, that we'll just have a time where they can be in an atmosphere of peace and divine protection.
Amen. All righty. Well, thank you so much, and as always, so good to hear your voice, and thank you so much for being such a faithful, consistent listener. All right, we're going to head to Chicago now to 773-731. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and TMC family. This is Wanda, and I am just so happy in Jesus. Yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I want to give a report for Damaris. He came to church Sunday, and he's coming along. So I thank God for what God is doing in Damaris. And I also have some more prayer requests. I want prayer for Sandy, Kim, Kaywin, Benny Jr., and Senior. Dee Dee.
Sandy, Kim, and what was the next name?
Kaywin. Kiwin. I don't know how to spell it, but I just say key and then win. Key.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
And Benny Jr. and Senior.
Okay.
Dee Dee. For restoration for that family.
And what's their last name?
Maben.
Spell that for me,
please. M-A-B-O-N-E.
Okay, Maben family. So we can make sure we just cover the entire family. All righty, Miss Wanda. Anything else?
And Elizabeth. She has bone, her leg. She can't hardly walk in her leg. So she said that the bone is deteriorating. They say it's arthritis, but she don't know, but she said it's they said too that the bone is deteriorating, and she has a tumor in her stomach.
You getting her all our artist products?
No, I didn't. She tried some of the Vive juice a while back, but
I
haven't.
We encouraged her. And surely, I'm sure Miss Tiffany or some of the others who really know the combinations can get with you and suggest some other things that can help her from the many great artist products that we have.
Okay.
And we definitely going to pray, but we're going to do both. And
okay.
I come from Oral Roberts University. We believe in both.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. And it's always so encouraging to hear your voice. Is that all?
That's all.
Okay. You're such a blessing. And thanks again for calling in. We're going to clear the. Well, if anybody else wants to call in the meantime, we greatly appreciate that. And we just thank God for each and every one of you who have, so many of you all always stay on the line, and that just so always encourages my heart. All right, we're going to New York to Miss Christina. The floor is yours.
Blessed morning. Blessed morning.
Morning,
each and everyone. Yeah, this morning I just want to thank God for all his wisdom and understanding. I just want to thank him for holding me together, and I want to thank him for you guys. One more time, you know, for just standing in the gap for each and every one of us. And this morning, I just want to give a word. That's the word for today. I just want to try to sing. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for us. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Hallelujah. Bless God today. And just let's stay encouraged. Bless God.
Thank you so much. That's a prophetic encouragement for everybody. Especially with the message we had today. Thank you so much, Christina. The Lord will make a way for us, for each and every one of us. Amen. Thank you. We receive that. All righty. Next we have in Chicago. This looks like 815-219, 815-219. Please give us your first name. And I guess, is that right? Are you calling from the Chicago area?
Oh, shoot. Hello?
Hello? Yes, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Oh, bless you. I just wanted to give you all a praise report for those of you that were on the line last week. This is Ada Levette from Brooklyn. I still have my original Chicago number, though I'm certainly from Chicago. But anyway, I just thank God for the master's call, and my praise report is that someone was fraudulently using my debit card and there were charges on my account. But praise be to God, the fraud department at the bank was able to put an alert out. They reversed the charges that did make it through onto my card, and we shut down that card so that they couldn't no longer use the card. But I just praise God and thank God for your prayers, because as the minister said earlier, that has been my prayer, my scripture all along. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It may form, but it will not prosper. So my praise report is that I have not suffered financially. God is good. He is a keeper of his word, and he has his angels, according to Psalm 91, assigned specifically for us. And I just want to encourage you, my sisters and my dear brothers that are out there, that if you trust God's word, and Malachi 3 says that if you pay your tithes and offerings, it's one of the only places in the Bible that I know that God says, let me prove it to you. Let me prove what I will do. Will I not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you can't even hold? So that's my prayer report. I just thank you all for this call. I'm not always able to get on the call every day, but I just want to thank you all for being about God's business in the marketplace. And I just love you all. And I just have one prayer request from my beloved mother, Jessie Lee Brumfield in Oak Park, Illinois. Just lift her up. She has some major decisions to make regarding this, her home and finances. And we just want to believe God that he will give her the wisdom. The Bible says that if you ask for wisdom, he will give you wisdom. And she just needs clarity in the decision that she has to make regarding her home. I love you all, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. I tell you what, that was another message right there. We appreciate you, Aiden. That's a great praise report, and we're so excited about the faithfulness of God as he took care of you and you suffered nothing. And you said it, that's the only place in Scripture, the only place where God said, prove me, or in the Greek, test me, and I'll show you. And that's with tithes and offering. I think that's why the enemy fights so many of us on being givers and consistent tithers. So, all righty, I think that's all we have in our queue so far, Minister Tammy. If anybody else wants to come before we go to the Lord in prayer, again, you can hit *6, and it will put you right in queue, and we'll be more than happy and really honored to take your prayer requests and always excited to hear the praise reports, encouraging one another of God's faithfulness. And so I don't see anybody else coming in, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you today for you being faithful and so faithful on this Friday and all through our lives. Father, you kept us even when we didn't want to be kept. And with these prayer requests and even the praise reports, we lift them up to you and know that it really is all about you. This master's call, Father, is all about you, our Lord and Savior, our Master. So today, Father, we first thank you for the praise report of Angela. And thank you for what you're doing with the transitioning home for her grandmother and how you're continuing to keep her, how she's continuing to be the matriarch in that family, encouraging them, and the love that she has for Angela. Continue to let Angela be that Proverbs 31 woman like she has so been modeled by her grandmother. Continue to let that light so shine that it does change the hearts of all those around her. Father, we thank you for Joni. Oh, we thank you for her love for life and her love for you. We send forth that word of Jehovah Rapha, healing to her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, touch her now. You infuse her blood. You do a supernatural blood transfusion in her body of all that's needed for the balance of those cells. And I thank you that her eyes are focused only on you. And even as we pray for the doctors, we curse at the root any spirits of confusion, that no fiery darts shall enter in, no weapons shall be formed against Jody and her health. I thank you in advance for the breakthrough. I thank you in advance for the total healing. It's already done in the spirit, and we thank you in advance for the complete manifestation. And we celebrate with Jackie. Oh, we thank you for you touching Tina's body. Oh, we call that child and her womb blessed. And we just thank you for a healthy, wholesome child. Continue to send the shalom peace to Tina's mind. And we thank you that even during this season of bed rest, oh, let her rest in you. Let her find the shalom peace of God. Let the Jehovah Rapha go and flow through her body. I thank you for a knitting in her heart, her marriage, in that home, and all around. And during this season, and I thank you that we call that home blessed. We call that child marked by you for greatness. And we just thank you and decree and declare that the baby shall be born in your timing and on time and healthy in Jesus' name. Father, we pray with Deborah for her daughter, Jessica, who can't seem to sleep and feels that there are shadows there that wake her. Oh, we send the word of deliverance to that place. No spirits that are not like God. We curse the assignment of the enemy, every unholy, unhealthy, ungodly spirit. You are trespassing. You cannot cross the bloodline of Jesus. Now we speak the blood hedge around Jessica. We speak the blood of Jesus on her mind. Let it saturate in her heart to engulf her with your peace and your protection.
Father, any doors that may have been open that allow these spirits to come in, we close, we slam the door shut in the name of Jesus. And even as her mother goes over there and prays and walks through that home, we decree that every place her feet shall trod, just like Joshua, it belongs to you. And we dedicate this house, that it is a house where your name is glorified, where your name is lifted in praise. And we speak sweet rest, peace, restoration of lost sleep to her daughter Jessica, even right now. And Father, a clarion call continues to resound in the heavens around these Olympic Games there in London. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. There shall be absolutely no death, catastrophe, or calamity in the name of Jesus. Michael, Archangel of War, and the garrison of warring angels, you stand on post around all the activities, around all the competitions, all the people as they're going and coming. Let your angels stand on guard. Father, I thank you that saints have been praying, and we continue to lift up your name, that throughout all these Olympic Games, that, Father, for all the hard work, the time put in, that you alone are glorified. These athletes, they're edified knowing that you are in charge, and that silly, stupid devil is terrorized to know that as we stand on Isaiah 54:7, absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against even the success of these Olympic Games shall be put to shame. We thank you for peace. Oh, let the shalom peace of God flood through. And even as they celebrate, let them celebrate knowing that it's about spirits of team. There's no I in team. And as we come together in a spirit of unity around the world, let it unite our hearts and our minds. We lift up Wanda, and we thank you for her praise report about Demaris and that he came to church. And we continue to pray for his healing and his wholesomeness. Father, touch his life. He's called to be an evangelist for you. Remind him of his call, of his assignment, of the favor that you've given him. And in this season, let him pour in his love and his time in your presence so that you do the rearranging of his mind, his heart, his desires, so that they always line up with you. We continue to lift up and pray for the Mabone family. We call out Sandy's name and Tim and Tewin and Benny Jr. and Sr. and D. And we thank you for restoration. Oh, God, you're a restorer. You're a restorer of breaches and relationships. You're a restorer of any and everything the enemy may have tried to tear down. Supernatural work going on. We send the word knowing that it shall not return void. We thank you for your healing virtue and emotions, God. Forgiveness. Flood them with a spirit of forgiveness. And we thank you that everything that the devil has meant for bad, that you're turning it around for good. We call out the Mabone family, and we call them blessed. And we thank you, Father, that they allow you to be the Lord of their lives. Let the matriarchs and the patriarchs of that family get in position and post. And we thank you for the words of wisdom that shall come forth to unite this family's heart and purpose. And we thank you for Elizabeth, and we thank you that disease is a name, infirmity is a name, tumor is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Now, Father, where it has attacked her body and her bones that are deteriorating and where she can hardly walk, I speak strength to every muscle, every bone, every tissue. Infuse her with the blood transfusion from heaven. Father, I thank you that tumor shrinks in the name of Jesus. Father, bring in those her life and let her be open to the natural products that even artist has that can help her. Father, thank you for the wisdom of the doctors as they treat her, that they have divine intervention from you on what to do, how to do. We curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy that has tried to come to her body. And we thank you for a turnaround. We thank you for, again, the dissolving of that tumor. We thank you for, again, even to the bone marrow, you're strengthening it. You're recreating what had been destroyed in Jesus' name. We thank you for Christina, her faithfulness on this call, all from the very beginning, for her pillar attitude in prayer in New York. And I thank you even for her song that reminded us of your faithfulness to us. We thank you that God gives, he continues to give her the Sophia, the wisdom of God, and that she will hold it all together and continue to be the pillar for you, the light in dark places. I just thank you for her life and even more so for her legacy. Father, we lift up Ada. We rejoice with her on your faithfulness of restoration and for exposing the works of the enemy with the fraudulent activities. I thank you that not a cent was lost. I thank you, Father, that you protected her throughout this financial attack, because the devil was stupid enough to try to touch her finances, her livelihood. We stand on your word in Proverbs 6:31 that says, when the thief has been found, when he's been exposed, he has to give it back sevenfold. So we speak to the heavens, give up the harvest of God sevenfold back into Ada's life. We call it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And, Father, as she has asked for us to petition for her mother, for wisdom in this transition, for godly instruction, give her that first 2 Corinthians 2:16, the mind of Christ. Let her have your mind. You have a will, and you have a way to resolve what needs to be decided with the transition of her home there in Illinois. And I thank you, daughter's prayer for her mother to make the right decisions. And we stand in one accord that you will pour out that James 1:5. When we lack wisdom, you'll give it to us liberally. So, Father, every detail, every situation that has to be addressed, we thank you for your outpouring, downloading your desire and your will. And to even the unspoken prayer request on this line. Oh, Father, we know that you always hear and answer prayer. We thank you for this place, the Master's Call, where we believe in the power of prayer. And we're going to pray until something sanctified happens. And, Father, we thank you for allowing us to make up the hedge. Father, we thank you for allowing us to decree to the heavens and align the atmosphere with your will for our lives. And we thank you for the artist family. Lift up the Diaz de Leon family. This is a Christian company, and we thank you that anything and everything that does not line up with your word and your will for this company, Father, you will remove it and put in its place that which glorifies you. We thank you that for over 22 years, Mom and Pop Diaz de Leon have served you, have loved you, have spoke of family, have spoke of faith, and have spoke of the finances to further the kingdom of God in the marketplace. And Father, we speak the blood hedge of protection around the family, around their vision, around every distributor, that we will have the heart and the mind of Christ. And as we leave this call, but never, never, never your presence, stir up the gifts of God inside of us. Teach us how to give the more to others. Let us be that light that shines. Order our footsteps this weekend. Give us your mind. Give us your direction. We are willing and obedient to submit to you. So we seal these prayer requests by the blood of Jesus. Oh, we saturate these prayer requests by the name of Jesus, knowing that the breakthroughs are already here, knowing that the answers have already been delivered. We thank you for the manifestation of your miracles. We thank you for the praise reports that shall come forth. Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives, and we will thank you and worship you and decree to all that Jesus is the Lord and that it is done and it is so. So I thank each and every one of you for being on this call. Minister Tammy, thank you for being such an awesome host. Again, Evangelist Gwen, we thank you for reminding our hearts that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's a fruit, that's a force, and it is a spirit that we will all embrace. Thank you again to Minister Benita and Tiffany Evangelist for opening up the call today and greeting LaShawn, Minister LaShawn. We appreciate you, team, and TMC family. Again, we couldn't do it without you. So glad to have our co-founder with us this weekend. Now go out, as we say each and every morning, and be that minister in the marketplace. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Have an awesome weekend.
full of God's wonder. Bye-bye.